Now, welcome to golf. Welcome to Muskerry Golf Club. I'm sitting here after sitting here watching people eat food. Right, right, right. Now, look, guys, I want us to record.
Are you recording this?
Yes, I am. I want us to record this conversation, especially for one person, one single individual in the world, right? And his name, he's an Irish American. He lives over there in America, right? And his name is Dan McLaughlin, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right. You've heard of Dan McLaughlin. You've heard of Julius Caesar and the great Napoleon too. Anyway, look, the point is, we're going to talk about Dan McLaughlin and the idea. Now, you know, for the background situation is we've had a disappointment that we haven't yet succeeded in working out how to bring Dan to Ireland. But today at Muskerry, right? Today at Muskerry, right? Something was revived, was it not? What do you think?
Fresh Life and Dan Plan, Ireland 2012.
There was, wasn't there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Aidan, you are the member at the club here, are you?
I am.
Aidan Enright, you're not...
I'm not the only member here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But
of these four...
Lead us off on what you think. Give us the connection now, the possible connection between Muskerry Golf Club and the Dan Plan.
You know, that's funny because we were chatting about this. It's difficult to, I suppose, connect fully, you know, what can Muskerry do for Dan, what can Dan do for Muskerry. I think it's just a good golf club with real golf people in it. And I think an awful lot of members here, and the guys that, you know, are essentially running the club, would be really excited to have someone like that.
It's an old club. This club was founded, when did you tell us, on the course? When was this?
1907. I just looked at it again. That's the second centenary.
And as you come up the stairs, you find right in front of you evidence that the Taoiseach of Ireland, the Prime Minister of Ireland, to call him in that language, Jack Lynch, was a member here.
He was indeed. Yeah.
And on top of that,
can
so
I tell a little story about Jack Lynch, not to divert it all off.
No, go on.
It is clean.
This is Alan Cuthbert now. On go on.
When myself and my wife, who's Glaswegian, has come back and forth for holidays in Cork, and one of the years we came back was when Jack Lynch died. So my wife was in town shopping, didn't know who Jack Lynch was. Like, next thing the whole place came to a standstill. She turned around to me. She says, "Christ, they love their hurlers here, don't they?"
How many All-Ireland medals? How many All-Ireland medals did Jack Lynch win?
He has, his claim to fame is he either won 6 or 7 in a row.
Two consecutive years.
I think that's his primary claim to fame when it comes to the All-Ireland. Because he was on the football team in 45 and then the hurling team won, I think, five years after that, to the best of my knowledge.
And he was left-handed golfer. Apparently he's a left-handed golfer. The pro here today told me.
Yeah,
Jack Lynch used to play here. Now, I was told a wonderful story about Jack Lynch. You heard it.
I heard it.
About Jack Lynch. He absolutely loved having a caddy here who treated him with no respect whatsoever.
Apparently none.
And the story was told that Jack hit the ball into the bushes on one day, and Jack said to the caddy, "Will you go and get the ball?" And what did the caddy say?
"Go and get it yourself." And that's the clean version, according to what we heard.
Now here, look, in all seriousness, as soon as I walked up the steps here, I got the idea that I had really been going off on the wrong track in relation to Dan, the Dan Plan. I had been thinking of, wouldn't it be great if Dan McLaughlin came to Ireland and one of the big corporate places like FOTA, like Castle Martyr, like...
Old Head,
or somewhere like that, right? That we could get Dan associated with them. But then I suddenly got this burst of enlightenment that actually here is an old Irish club with all the characteristics of the club in which I grew up in, the place I played in, Limerick Golf Club, and, you know, real history, members, right? And this place isn't looking to attract people from America, masses and masses of tourists or anything like that, but Irish hospitality.
Yep.
This place would be exactly where, if we could get Dan experiencing Irish hospitality here on site, I mean, he'd love it. Wouldn't he?
Certainly would.
Absolutely.
We just need to get
as a South African, do you think Dan McLaughlin would like Irish hospitality?
I think this is great. This is the real deal. It's not the resort course scenario. It's a real golf course made up of members that are passionate about golf and their club.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
And I think it would be a great, authentic experience for Dan.
Yeah, I agree.
And we wouldn't need this place to give Dan accommodation, right? Dan could get the Irish experience. Mm. Dan could stay with the Irish people in Irish home.
Yep.
Mm.
And listen and tell stories around the dinner table.
You almost had the fireside.
We know fire died if we do it in the summer, right? Or in the
we
the
hope
thing,
there
right?
won't be any fire
right?
during
but if it was in the winter, we'd have a fire. What do you think, Alan?
I actually agree with you. I think it'd be a cracking experience.
Yeah.
Can I call you?
Come on, Dan.
It's time to do it, no pause.
And you're the person who knows least about this, aren't you? Because we've been mad, passionate. We're in the Dan McLaughlin fan club. But this
I'm going to Wikipedia him later now just to really get the download on him.
No, he's the 10,000 hours guy, right? 10,000 hours practicing golf, and he's what, 2,800 hours in?
Approximately, yeah.
Yeah, and he's trying to become a golf pro.
And is he then doing it under the basis that to prove that if you put enough hours in, you could be pro?
That's
the idea.
The thesis. Under review.
That's the thing. And he's a living experiment.
It'd be actually interesting to work, see does it work out. Is there a genetic element to it all, or is there purely back down to...
I can refer you to the book.
There's rumblings. I don't mean to make it rumblings now. There's rumblings.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present Bounce by Matthew Syed, right? Which actually... Dan has another book, actually, that he is inspired by, not by this one. I can't remember what it is.
Talent is Overrated? Randomly, that actually fell out of my golf bag this morning when I was on the way out here.
Really?
Talent is Overrated, which is so appropriate for my golf game. Talent is Overrated.
So look, what we're talking about is completely redesigning what we thought of in relation to Dan. Dan comes to a golf club, a members club, who love the idea of him coming here, right?
Surrounded by
and it's all because of love of golf. It's not for making bloody money for anybody, right? It's that, right?
Mm.
From here, Dan can go to Killarney. Mm. Dan can go to Portrush. Dan can go to Waterville.
Yeah.
We can build on the back of this. And your idea, Aidan, that we can do micro-funding of the money to pay for Dan to come.
That's it. We'll run events. We'll do actual things involving Dan. And as you say, the micro-funding model, we'll set it up
and
online.
And it doesn't cost a lot to get him to come over here. Because frankly, I think we worked out it was about €700 to fly from Portland.
Let's even say €1,000.
Mm. Yeah.
But that's still...
The last time I said €1,000 to somebody, he started trying to cut it down from 1,000 to... That's another story,
We
won't name any names, right?
But
you're right.
Table, Paul?
All we need is about no more than 1,000 to fly him over, right?
So you look,
we need money to pay...
50 people, 20 ahead is 1,000.
So. Right. We need somebody then to film him, because he'll be practicing all week. And
We've got a whole bunch of guys in our...
We've got film crews, right? Yeah, and they'll have to be paid, but basically we can raise the money to... So we're going to go with this model. Because we have it under control. We just need the Muskery to buy into it.
Just need to make it happen. And even then, they don't need to
Why do you need Muskery to buy into it?
Well, I know, but I feel...
What we need is our Muskery people. Mm. We need a bunch of enthusiasts who play here to make things happen.
But it would be lovely if the committee loved the idea.
Sure,
now,
sure.
I don't know.
Do golf
club committees ever receive presentations?
Imagine
coming along
you're
and
not
saying...
You're not talking about presentations of prizes here. You're talking about like a pitch.
Imagine a pitch. Look to say, look, guys, look.
Weird.
Here's this guy in America, and here's the two-minute video he made showing...
Sure.
The golf club, for instance, in Georgia, where he went to practice during the winter.
All
right?
These guys are online. They're,
right?
They, all
they would
pages,
see it.
They,
yeah.
They get it.
Yeah. 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 Okay, so look, this is the historic discussion where
this
we...
This is it. This is the turning point. Mm. The transition from corporate to community.
There we go.
There's a story in that, too. Excellent. Okay, guys, thanks
Come
very
on
much.
Over, Dan.
Okay, that's it. Alan, do you want to have last word? Since you played... Hang on. Here's a guy. I got to say this much. Here's a guy, historically, plays off a handicap, and today he basically beat his handicap by 4 shots, right? and won the match on the 18th hole, what do you have to say to Dan McLaughlin?
The luck of the Irish.
Well, he's got a little bit of that, right? So.
I had a lot of that today.
Superb.
Luck in 10,000 hours.
There we are. All the best, Dan.